Zog the Gemara daf mem dalad on the aleph, three lines from the top. Ein ne'usen heimeno lifi she'ene min amuchon. You're not allowed, the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to take and benefit from the oil that drips out of the candle that's lit, because it's not min amuchon. Min amuchon means it's muktzah. It wasn't something that you had in mind that you're going to use. Your intent was to use the shemen to light the candle. So Mela, anything that drips out of it, your intent was not to use. Intent was to have it lit. So Mela, it's considered muktza. We're not talking about taking the shemen before it's lit. That's called mechaber. We're talking about the shemen that's dripping out. It's huktza that you set it aside for lighting and not for usage. So that's why it's muktza. There's really different types of muktza. There's muktza machmas iser. For instance, a match is muktza. Why is a match muktza? Because you can't strike a match. So it's muktza machmas isa. There's muktza machmas gufay, something that's inherently muktza. You have no use out of it. A stone. A stone is muktza. A pebble on the street, unless you put it aside before Shabbos, I'm using it as a door stopper. That's muktza machmas gufay. There's muktza machmas mitzvah. For instance, the walls of sukkah. It's a mitzvah. The noy sukkah, the decorations. It's muktza machmas mitzvah during sukkahs. There's bosses ledover osir, which is something that is holding up something that's muktza. It's holding up, a plate is holding up the candle. So the plate became muktza. There is muktza machmas mius. Machmas mius because it's disgusting. I have no interest in picking up something which is a disgusting thing. So that itself makes it muktza. Then there's muktza machmas chisaron kis. It's muktza because it's so valuable. I'm not interested in picking up this Rembrandt painting.
I don't want it to get ruined.
The value it makes it that it's muktza. So these are the different types of muktzas that we have. So the Mishnah Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Moiser Hashem and Shebener. The leftover oil after the candle was extinguished, I'm a katze myself from it. V'shebekara asur. It's asur, like we said, because it's muktza. Your mind was set aside. I'm not planning to utilize any of the oil that's in the candle. My intention was before Shabbos to light it, so it's muktzah. Reb Shimon Matir. Reb Shimon argues on muktzah.
It's muktzah machmas mius.
No, the reason why it's muktzah is because it's you. There's something called your mekatzi. Kevin de iskatzoy ben hashmoshes iskatzoy lekuli yomer. Something that your mind was removed from it ben hashmoshes. So it's the whole Shabbos, you have no use for it. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, if you want to go to your drawer and take out a pair of clothing that your mind was not on it, that doesn't make a muktzah. Something that has no usage, so then it's automatically muktzah if it was muktzah ben hashmoshes, unless you had in mind, yes, to use it. So the candle, the oil, your intent was to light it, not to use it. So it's muktzah ben hashmoshes, it's muktzah for the whole day. Reb Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon argues on this. Reb Shimon says, something that's huktzah ben hashmoshes doesn't make it muktzah the whole day. Reb Shimon says, the leftover oil in the candle after it drips is mutter. We'll see soon, according to Reb Shimon, he's not mekatz himself even from the leftover droplets of the shemen. Now this member is negeya in the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah.
Metaltelin ner chodesh. You'll have to move a utensil. A ner chodesh is really the kli that holds up the candle. There's a utensil, there's a bowl, and in there you put the candle. In there you put the oil and the wick, and you light it. But the bowl itself, if it was never yet used to as a candelabra to use, so it's not disgusting. In the olden days, if it was made out of earthenware, like, you know, you have these earthenware menorahs that kids make. After you light them once, they become all putrid, all charcoal. So that's called mius. So a ner chodosh, a kli that was never yet used, you're allowed to be metaltel. You can use it for a bowl to put fruits inside. So it's not considered muktza, as long as it wasn't used yet. Once it's used, then it's machmas mius, then it's disgusting. But a metaltel, you're allowed to move a ner chodosh before it was ever lit. Just because it's a bowl that could be used to put in a candle, doesn't mean it can't be used as a bowl for fruits. So you're allowed to be metaltel ner chodosh, this utensil, when it was never yet used. Avalo yoshon. But an old one you cannot move, because an old one is muktza machmas mius. It's disgusting. It's all charcoal. That a person is removes himself from something that's mius. Reb Shimon Omer, kol aneres metaltlin chutz min aner hadolik b'shabes. Reb Shimon says, you're allowed to move all candelabras except for while it's lit. That means it doesn't make a difference if it's new, versteht sich, it's mutter, because you can use it for a bowl for fruits. It doesn't make a difference if this bowl that it's this cup holder that you can put in oil is old, that it was already used, because he doesn't hold of muktzah machmas miyus. The only time he says you can move this ner, this utensil, is when it's actually lit. When it's actually lit, the reason why you can't move it, because if you move it while it's lit, you might extinguish it. He agrees that you're not allowed to be mechaber ner, that nothing to do with muktzah. If you move a candle while it's lit, it might get extinguished, because it's, the wind is blowing against it when you walk with it. That's why he says you can't be metaltal and ner while it's lit. That's one pshat. Later on, the Gemara is going to say, is because it's bosis l'davar aser. While it's lit, it's like I said, a plate under a candle. So it becomes muktzah because it's bosis to a davar aser. And while it's lit, it's bosis to a davar aser. That's why Shimon agrees to while it's lit. But if it's not lit, even if it was lit, even if it's old, if it's new, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of muktzah machmas mius, and he doesn't hold as a problem. Zog di Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, metaltel ner chodesh, aval lo yoshon, you're allowed to move a candle, not a candle, meaning the candle holder. If it's new, it was never used, because it could be used for a bowl for fruits, aval lo yoshon, but not one that was already used. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a problem of muktzah machmas mius, Yoshan is a problem, and Chodesh is not. Remeya Oimer, a new reason. Kol Hanegas Betaltlin. Remeya says, you're allowed to move all candle holders. Chutz min Haner Shid Liku Boi B'Shabbos. Except for a candle that was lit that Shabbos. He's not saying while it's lit. He's saying a Ner that was lit that Shabbos. That means he holds of the problem of migudis katzoy lebein hashmoshes. Once it was muktzah at the onset of Shabbos, that Shabbos, it's muktzah the whole day. Reb Yehuda says that you're allowed to move a new one and not an old one because it's mius. Disgusting. Old one is mius. Could be last week's old too. Could be a month ago. It's charcoal. It's all putrid. That's why it's muktzah. Reb Meir says you're allowed to move all candle holders. Doesn't make a difference if it's mius or not. Unless it was lit that Shabbos, then it's huktzah lebein hashmoshes, huktzah lekula yoyma. Reb Shimon Oimer, he says, no, there's no problem of huktzah lebein hashmoshes. Even if it was lit that Shabbos, there's no problem. Chutz min haner hadoylik b'Shabbos. Unless it's lit. While it's lit, then I agree that it's forbidden. Why? Because you might extinguish it. So we have three shittas over here. Tanakam Reb Yudah is saying, muktzah machmas mius, it's disgusting. It doesn't have to be this week. As long as it was lit once upon a time, if it's made out of earthenware, it's mos. If it's made out of metal, it's not mos. But earthenware becomes disgusting. So muktzah machmas mius, he says, is also. Remeya says, he doesn't hold the problem. The only problem is huktzah lebein hashmoshes. If your mind was removed from it at the onset of Shabbos, because it was lit at Shabbos, Reb Shimon says, no problem if it was lit at Shabbos. As long as it's not being moved while it's lit. However, Zok Reb Shimon, kofsa, if let's say it got extinguished, even though it was lit that Shabbos, mutal taltalo, you got to move it. Avol kois v'ka'ora v'ashoshes. However, if you have a large candle holder, a large plate, a large bowl where you usually put oil in and light, lo yizizem bimkoimom, those cannot be moved, and those cannot be moved even after they got extinguished. What's the reason? So the Gemara is going to discuss, and the Gemara is going to say, possibly even a Kong to Reb Shimon, that says that you don't say Migudis Katsoi, that once it was removed, your mind was removed from it at the onset of Shabbos. Over here he agrees, something that's small. So then, my mind is that once it gets extinguished, I'll be able to use it. Something that's very large, it's going to remain lit for the next 24 hours. So that's why he agrees, possibly, that you do say Migudis Katsoi. Something that is totally, your mind is not on it that it's going to get extinguished, because it's such a large bowl. It's a 48-hour span of that it stays remains lit. So then, even Reb Shimon agrees that your mind is removed from it. This type of Migudis Katsoi, he agrees to. Because it's such a large bowl. So Mele, even he agrees that you're Mekatsi Yadas from something that remains lit for so long. Reb Shimon says, Mistapik min aner hakova umin Hashemin ametavteif. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, he's the son of Rabbi Shimon. Yelaru take oil from a ner that was extinguished and from Shemin that's metavteif while it's dripping. Vafilu b'shosh aner doilik. And even while the candle is lit, Yelaru take oil from that candle, candelabra. Now, the problem of taking oil from a candelabra while it's lit is that you're causing it to become extinguished quicker. So the Rishonim explained that we're talking about that it's on its way to get to go, it's on its way to be extinguished. While it's on its way to be extinguished, so it doesn't make a difference what I'm taking, because it's anyways going out. So while it's about to be extinguished, I'm allowed to take the oil. I'm not causing anything to be extinguished anymore. It's about to be extinguished anyways. So that's why he says you're allowed to take from there. Meaning, Lu Yitzur, it's only going to last one more minute, so then you're allowed to take the Shemen, because then you're not making it go down off any quicker. It's only going to, it's going out anyways. Other Rishonim learn, Mistapik min HaShemen Shebener, is that while you're taking, you're flickering it, you're making it shvacha for a second. So you have to say, likewise, Rishonim say that while it's about to be extinguished, it's on its way down, then it doesn't flicker either, it doesn't become shvacha either while you're taking it, because it's about to be extinguished too. Zogt Gemara weiter, Oma Abaya. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Sovel Kavua Bechado, Upolagalei Bechado. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon agrees to his father, Rabbi Shimon, in one point, and he argues in another point. And the Gemara explains what that means. Sovel Kavua Bechado, the Lesley Mukta. He holds like his father that there's no problem of Mukta. Because if it will be a problem of Mukta, then your mind was removed from the oil at the onset of Shabbos. Just like we said before the Mishnah, we had the statement of Tana Rabbanon, any leftover oil is us, even if it happens to extinguish, because your mind is removed. Reb Shimon is matir. He doesn't hold a huksa. So he holds like his father, he's allowed to take oil, because there's no migudis katsoi. That's for sure. But he does argue on his father, and he's more lenient in another aspect. Why? Di'ilu avua sovar, kova in loy kova loy. His father said, when you're allowed to move the candelabra, only when it's extinguished, because you might come to extinguish. Shami Yechaba. V'yuhu sovar, he says, you're allowed to take from the oil even while it's lit. Avagav de loy kova. So we see clearly that he argues on his father about the chashash of kibui.
Is that word going to go out?
His father said you can't pick up while it's lit, and he says you're allowed to take while it's daluk. So he argues on his father's point. He agrees there's no problem with mukta, otherwise he won't be able to touch it in the first place. But he argues on the head, on the chumra of his father, that it might get extinguished. But even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is only mati because it's about to be extinguished, and that's where there's no kibui. Zogt Gemara weiter. Aval kois v'kogam, when you have a very large plate or a large bowl, lo yezizim in koimam, then those you can't move at all. Now what's the difference with those? So I said before, possibly Rav Shimon agrees because your mind is totally removed, something that's going to remain lit for so long. Zogma Maishna Hani, why are these taka different? Oma Ula, this is not even going to cook to Rav Shimon. The Gemara is first going to say a different teretz. Say for us and Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to come to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, that holds of Mukta, so that's why you're not allowed to move a large bowl. Now, the Gemara has an obvious question. Maskul Mazutra, Ihochi Mai Avol. Avol seems to imply that even though you're allowed to move other things, this you're not allowed to move because it's very large. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to move even small things. Rabbi Yehuda holds of Muksa Uksa Leben HaShmashas once it's at the onset of Shabbos Muksa, even if it gets extinguished 2 hours into Shabbos, you're not allowed to move it because it's Huksa. So what does it mean, Aval Kung to Rabbi Yehuda? It doesn't make sense. Elom HaMazutra Lo'olim Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon that says that you don't say Huksa Leben HaShmashas just because something was also at the onset of Shabbos while it's lit, doesn't mean it's also the whole Shabbos. If 2 hours into Shabbos it's extinguished, you're allowed to move it. That's because your mind is on it. I'm waiting for it to be extinguished. Aval ko'ora, zogt mo'ora, lo'olim Reb Shimon. V'chi k'shoi Reb Shimon, b'nei zuta. When Reb Shimon allow you to move something after it's extinguished by a small candle, a small cup holder, the dait alvei, your mind is on it. I'm waiting for it to be extinguished. In 2 more hours, it's going to be done. So that's why your mind is never removed from it. But being that this is such a large bowl, it has oil, a vast amount of oil that can remain lit for the next whole day. So then my mind is removed from it totally, even if it got extinguished by accident. Meaning a regular migris katzoi, Reb Shimon argues on. He doesn't say migris katzoi ben ashmoshes. That's by something that's short spanned going to be osa. But something that's going to be remained osa for a long time, then even he agrees that it's osa. And the varta is something that's going to last a small amount of time. You're yoshev mitzapa, you're waiting for it to get extinguished. Now really, frektis fazemes, what do you mean you're yoshev mitzapa? You want the nair. You want to utilize the nair. You want it lit on Shabbos. So why are you yoshev mitzapa? You want it on. You want the nair on. But at the same time, you're yoshev mitzapa when it's going to be off. But then you can utilize the bow for something else. Masha ain't somebody that's going to be lit for a long time. You totally removed yourself. So you're not yoshev mitzapa at all. That's the difference between something that is a short span on or a long span, a long time on. Now, Tosav here says, Alumdus, that Ner Chanukah, you're mekatzi yourself in Gansen, you're not allowed to be nerf from it, because you take a mekatzi yourself, even if it's a short time span, because Asa Lehen is Ma'oroi. And that's where the Shemin is also, even after it got extinguished. The Tosav of Masav Shemaner, the second line, he has the following kasha. The Koshalari, the Maisha, we Ner Chanukah, we know Ner Chanukah, Kovala Lishon, Moisvala, Belabez, Malik, whatever is left over from the Nair, Chanukah, you use the remaining oil for the second day. Second day, you use for the third day. The eighth day, you're supposed to burn all the remaining oil. You're not allowed to have any benefit from it. That means you're mekatze from it. So, Maestro Menei Chanukah, Kong to Reb Shimon, that what? That you have, to, it's hooked to the mitzvah. So, why is over here any different? Reb Shimon says that there's no mukta, unless it's very large, but something small, you don't remove yourself. Why is there Chanukah difference? The main intent of Ner Chanukah is not for your benefit. So because of the Chavivas HaNes, you're not waiting for it to get extinguished. You totally remove your mind from it. It's Huxalim Mitzvah, even though it only lasts a half an hour. However, by Ner Shabbos, that's for your benefit. The light is there for you to have light Friday night. So you're Yoshev Mitzapa, you're waiting for it to get extinguished. So that's why it's mutter once it's extinguished. Now, obviously, it's lit for your benefit to be on, but you're waiting, since a lot of benefit from it, you're waiting for it to go off so you can utilize whatever you want to use it for. That's the difference. And that's why in Chanukah, you don't wait for it because it's hooked to the mitzvah. So you don't wait for it to get extinguished. Because it's also lahanais. Zog de Gemara. So we differentiate it. Even Reb Shimon, it says that there's no problem with mukta, but something that is very large, he agrees that you remove your mind from it. Fact of Tanya. Any remaining oil in the Nair and in the Ka'ara, Ka'ara means even in a large bowl, is Osir, Reb Shimon Matir. It says clearly, a Ka'ara, Reb Shimon is Matir. We just said Reb Shimon agrees. When something is very large, here it says in the Braise, Ka'ara is Mutter. Zogti Mo, no, over there it's a different type of Ka'ara. Hosam Ka'ara Dumi the Nair. Over there, Ka'ara is set in the Braise together with Nair, which is small. So then it's referring to a small Ka'ara. In the first braisa where it says that a kara he agrees to is a kara similar to a kois, which is very large. By a large utensil bowl, he agrees. By a small one, he argues. Zogti Gemara Omer Rab Zeira said as follows. Pemoit is a candelabra that is made out of metal, not made out of earthenware, where we said once it's lit, it's mukta machmas mius, because it's disgusting. No. Pemoit made out of mateches does not have the problem of mukta machmas mius. So, pemoit should liku by Shabbos, a candelabra that was lit on Shabbos, ledivya ha matir, the one that says, Remeya that says, that a ner yoshon is muta. Rabbi Yehuda said in the beginning of the Gemara, that a ner that was once upon a time lit, even a few weeks ago, is mos, can be used. Chodesh could. Remeya says no. All neres could be moved, even if it's mos. So the divya hamatir, even though usually by mos he says there's no problem, over here it's osir. Why is it osir? It's not disgusting. It's mateches. But the reason why it's osir is because it's hukta. It was mukta. It was lit. It was lit this Erev Shabbos, so it's Huxel Ben Ashmoshes, Huxel Kol Yoyma. It was lit this Erev Shabbos, so you remove your mind for the whole Shabbos. This is Remeya, meaning even a Divya Hamati, even Remeya that argues in Rabbi Yehuda that says that there's no problem of Mos. Here there's no problem of Mos because it's anyways made out of metal. But even though he says usually there's no problem of Mos, Here he agrees it's usa, because here it's hukta. It was lit that Shabbos. L'divri ha'oyser, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that said there is a problem of Moos. Over here it's mutter. Why? Because over here it's not Moos. Because over here we said it's metal. So again, the cheshbon of the Gemara, the way Rashi explains as follows. A candelabra that's made out of metal, earthenware is Moos, is disgusting. Metal is not. So even according to Reb Meir, that says that all candles do not have a problem of Moos, because he argues on the din of Moos, he only holds as a problem if it was lit for this Shabbos. So it's us over here because it was lit before for this Shabbos. Even though I'm mate Moos, but if it's lit for this Shabbos, it's katzoy. The divya oyser, according to a beauty that says Moos is usually a problem, over here it's mutter, because over here it's made out of metal, so it's not Moos. Meaning we're going back to the machlokes in the top of the Omid, right in the beginning of the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon, metaltin ne'echodesh, only a new one that's not disgusting, avlo yoshon, divri abyuda, because of Moos. Over here it's not Moos, because it's metal. Remeir says, kol ha'ne'ez metaltin, all candle holders could be moved, except for one that's lit on Shabbos. So that's what it means, the divri oyser. Even though usually, that's the divri hamata, I mean. Even though usually I say there is no problem of Moos, but over here, it's also because it was lit for this Shabbos, so it's iskatzoi. Correct. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of this din. Right, if it's katzoi. He just says the problem of Moos. This is, yeah. Zogti Gemara. That's going to be the next kasha that you just babarned. Lememra, you're making an assumption. The Rabbi Yehuda muktzah mius islay. The only problem of Rabbi Yehuda is only muktzah mius. So that's what's made out of metal. There's no problem. Muktzah machmas iser leslay. What about muktzah machmas iser? The fact what it's something that's usher, meaning height that it was lit ben hashmoshes inala be mechabit. That's it. Machmas iser. V'atanya, we learned in the brayse clearly not like that. Rabbi Yehuda oimer kol anegel shamateches metaltalin. You allowed to move all candles made out of metal, all candle holders. Except for a candelabra that was lit that Shabbos. What's the problem lit that Shabbos? Muktzah machmas iser. So we see clearly he agrees of the din of huktzah. Of huktzah lebein hashmoshes. It can't be that you're saying, ledivri ha'oysa, it's mutter. Just because it's not Moos, but what about muktzah machmas iser? He doesn't argue on huktzah lebein hashmoshes. Rabbi Yehuda clearly says in the Braisa, Matechus could be mitaltel, except for it was lit that Shabbos. Eli itma hochi itma. If to say as follows, Omer Abzera, Pemoit shedlik ola b'Shabbos. A Pemoit, the candelabra that was lit that Shabbos, divrei hakol osur. Everyone holds its osur. Why? Because of Muktzah Machmas Isser. Migdus katzoy ben Hashmoshes. Except for Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, unless it's very big, only then you remove yourself. Lo hidlik ola. But if it wasn't lit that Shabbos, then divi hakol mutter. Why? According to Ramey, it's mutter because it doesn't hold of muktzah machmas mius. He say a lot of move even an old one that's made out of keres. He doesn't hold of muktzah machmas mius. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, by matechas there is no muktzah machmas mius because it's metal. Metal is not disgusting, and that's what we're saying in this brayser. A pmoit, a candelabra that was lit at Shabbos. So according to everyone, it's also because muktzah machmas iser migurus katzoy ben hashmoshes. If it wasn't lit that Shabbos, if it was lit 2 weeks ago, so according to everyone, it's mutter. Because it's not machmas meus, it's made out of matechas. And metal is not disgusting, so that's where it could be moved. Now, as the machlok is showing him, how do you look at this kli, this cup holder where the shemen is in, this kli of the ner? Is a kli, this candelabra, so to speak, a kli shemlachta le'issa? Or, no, Tosis says, taka, it's a kli shemlachta le'issa. The Ramban holds that it's a klisha melachta leheta, because be'etzim the ner is only meshamish for the issa. It's a busis leissa. But you don't look at the ner, the cup oil itself, as a klisha melachta leissa. The light, the flame is the issa, but not the cup holder. The nafkamin would be that we know tzach gufa tzach mekoimoi is mutter by klisha melachta leissa. Only tzach gufa tzach mekoimoi is mutter by klisha melachta leissa. Now, if it's looked upon, other Rishonim say we look at it as muktzah machmas mius. If you hold a muktzah machmas mius, so is there a heta of tzach gufa tzach mekoymer? That itself is a machlokes Rishonim. Does the din of tzach gufa tzach mekoymer apply by muktzah machmas mius too or not? So that's a machlokes Rishonim. The Rashi and Beit Daf Chav Ches holds that Muktzamach Masmius has a heta of Tzerguv Tzerch Mekoymai. Okay, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid, Daf Mem Dalad Omid Aleph.